you're right.
This year is being sponsored. This year is being sponsored by Perry Beva, Rezecha Nishmas, Esther Rochel, Bashmuel, Ova Shalom. No one has a friend that has a cell phone, and he knows his friend doesn't have these filters, and he's looking on things that are not appropriate. Is he allowed to take the cell phone, break it in pieces, or burn it, whatever it is, to save his friend from an asurim chamurim? Is he a segzela? Is he called a mazik? Same shy will be a Rebbe in yeshiva. He sees one of the students has a cell phone, and also he knows he's watching things that are not appropriate. He's allowed to take it from him and break it. And there, the same shy is a little bit different, because most of the time the cell phone doesn't belong to him, it belongs to his parents. We're talking about only a cell phone. Let's forget other things. Let's say you see a magazine. Someone's reading a magazine that's totally inappropriate. He sees it, can he go take it and tear it in pieces in front of his face? Can he do something like that? And even later we'll discuss, if a store sells inappropriate things, can he burn down the store or not? Okay?
Another
question. Rachel Imenu sold the Trophim. Sold the Trophim of Lovin. How can he steal the Trophim? It's Xela. And there's even more Shver, because the many Shitas are hold that Avisak Dershim had a din like Ben Nayach. Then there's a whole Machlekes, the Parshas Drachim has a whole Arich, whole safe on it. If Avisak Dershim had a din like Ben Nayach or not. So, if he had a din like Ben Nayach, if they stole it, the Chayv Misa. How could Rachel steal the Trophim from Lovin? Chayv Misa, Isik Zela. Shemitz with an Erech. Agav, Demisim, there's a part of the office from that floor in Parshas Vayetzei. He says the reason why Rachel died, because she's Chayv Misa on Zela, she was over on Issa of Zela. She stole the Trophim. And sending vices from the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma also in Pasha Yetzi says, Yaakovino said, where is Loyichya? The reason why Loyichya, why do Yaakov send Loyichya? Because he's on Shemesh Menech, the Nech is Nech Al Gezel. So he says, Chay, that seems pshat. Then he quotes the Medish, that the Medish says, the reason why Rachel died, because the Kola that Yaakovino cursed, whoever took it should die, for they died, not because of Isik Zera. That's what the Meshech Chacham writes. There's a fourth already. By Avram Avino. Avram Avino broke the tzlom of his father Terach. What had to be after steal to be Mazik the Maman? Just like by Rachel, she had no right to steal. What right did Avram to break the tzlom of him? Especially according to Shitas we mentioned before, that obviously had been like Ben Nayach, so Avraham Avinu was Chayv Misa for what he did. So these are the four Shailas. The first Shaila was, if a cell phone that someone is looking at appropriate things, are you allowed to, when I say cell phone, it's not that. It could be, let's say, if he has a computer or whatever thing that he has, it's all included in that halacha. Or Malamed sees a Rebbe has a phone, or a Talmud has a phone that we're looking at inappropriate things. Are they allowed to destroy it or not? And the third thing is, what was the heter for Rachel to steal Trophim Chayv Shizayv Itza Zera and Chayv Misa? And same thing, Avraham Avinu also, we're right after to break the Tzlomim of Terach, the Chayv Isik Zera. You don't have the right to touch it. So So now we're going to go through.
By Tamar, same kasha.
By Tamar, we'll get to Tamar. That's Busha. We'll talk about something else. We'll get to Tamar today still. Okay? Tamar didn't steal anything.
But you would see she had a chiyuv to tell.
That's not. We'll talk about that. That's a different shmuz. We'll hopefully get to it today.
Are we talking about
Dina de Malchus
and Dina here, or are we talking about
stealing? Regular, no Dina, stealing. Taking something, someone else's chayfets, and breaking it in pieces.
To
get about Dina Chus and Dina Chus, you certainly can't.
That's the mess. You ask when
Dina Yisrael, Dina Yisrael. Dina Yisrael. Huh? So,
you can't go break a guy's ankle watching something inappropriate.
Right, yeah, but still. The Shach says in a number of places, in Simnai Gil and Chosha Mishra, and Simnai Gil and he says, when Dini Yisrael, slice the Dini Machus Adina, you go back to Dini Yisrael. Okay, so it doesn't matter. Go back to Dini Yisrael. And certain things, Mini Hamadina is something else. This is not Mini Hamadina. This is a. It's a gomma.
If you compare Rachel and Avraham Avinu, Rachel, according to some people, died because of she had a dim basmaya, but Avraham Avinu was saved by the Kishonesh.
So what? But he still had dim. He still is no. It's not.
Apparently,
it's not. But it's not matter. So he was saved, and that's that. But still, he still chay mis out shemus of the neyach. What right did he have it? Okay. All right. To answer to the last two things, one. Well, Pashas didn't pay for it. I'm sure Avraham Avinu didn't pay for it. Rachel didn't pay for it. Okay? Alright. First, you have to understand. First, we talk about love and Avraham Avinu. By Rachel, she stole a child from her father. Why did she steal it? So Rashi speaks out in Pashas Ayesei to take Mafish, his father, from Avodah Zarah Niskavna. Kedei Lahafish, Avim, Avodah Zarah Niskavna. And saying this speaks out to Ramban. However, Rashbam, Shbam brings down, because why she still chaff him? Because, like the picker of leather says, the Rashbam brings down that the chaff used to talk. It was type of a desire, but used to talk. And the picker of leather in Peg Ramban says that chaff used to talk. So Nela, she wanted. Yaakov is running away. The chaff will say Yaakov ran away. They put Yaakov in sakana. So that's why she stole, Rachel stole the Trophim. So it's Machoikas Rashbam and Rashi, what the reason was. If you look in Tachuma, and that Pasha, the Pasha the Yetzi, Oishid Beis, and also Das Kenim, he brings down both reasons. Both reasons. One reason is because she wanted Mafia far from Rizara, and also because the Trophim used to talk. So according to Tam of Abayi Zara, that the Abayi Zara would tell the Trophim, but so Yaakov Avinu ran away, you can say Poshet, it was mutter still. Why? Because Yaakov Avinu was sakana. Because Yaakov ran away, when Yaakov ran away, if Yaakov would leave to run away, and the Trophim would say Yaakov left the house, then he'd be by sakana, because Laban ran after him and kill him, because he could find, the Pasuk says that later on, the Baruch Hashem tells Yisham Lechav, Ben Tzedabah, and Yaakov, and Tzedabah Adroah. Yaakov, Lavan's kavanah was to kill Yaakov and his whole family. In fact, we say in that Hagadah Shel Pesach, Lavan, Bikish Lakar Sakel. So that's why, so Sakana. So then it's Makam Sakana, Yelasa steal, like it says in your day, Sim Kufnan Zayin Sif Aleph, that Makam to say so Sakana to Farnish, Yelasa steal. Let me finish. However, according to Tam, that Rachel stole it, the reason shouldn't be over Avodah Zarah, how the Shach to Mat is a Gezel? And the same thing by Avraham Avinu. How the Shach to break the Tzlam of the father? You know, to Mat the Chetzim of somebody else? There's a Lakutei Agra. Lakutei Agra, it's a Mahalt in a place. Lakutei Agra is an Enem Sefer Shvi, it's a Mishnayis. So it says, over on the page, it says, there's a man of, they have to fill up the page, you know, time, they have to fill up the page. So they'll write some chidush from the Gra. So there they write a chidush Gra from the Gra. Gra writes over there, after Shneis Eliyahu, after the pirush of the Gra on Mishnais Shvi'is, so there's some Kutei Agra there. So there he writes a chidush. The Benayach, that's Ivan Isa, by Desire, Misasa, Besayev, Ramayna Hefka. If someone is Ivan by Desire, He's Chayv Misa, and plus his mama is Hefka. So according to that, his mama was Hefka, so maybe what is the Gezelan? According to the bird, it wasn't Nisa Gezel. Push it. And the same thing like the Gra I saw in the Shulim Beis Yitzchak. In Beis Yitzchak, in Ebenezer, Chedek Beis, in Maftechus, then the Simna of Oizdali says, since Avodah Zorah is Issa Anor, Issa Anor is Ein Lai Bailam, does not Bailam. And it's Sid Hefka. So maybe they were Iber, Rachel was an Iber, and Issa, Gnevis Satchofim. And same thing, Avram Avinu was an Iber, Issa baked in Avodah Zorah. And same thing speaks out, and the same thing speaks out, the Shvus Yitzcha, Shvus Yankiv, I mean, Shvus Yankiv, in Chere Gimel, and the Simla Meches, he says, since Avodah Zorah is Omer to provide it, like it says, Vashareyam, Tifasum Be'esh, so it's Hefkev Omer, it's Hefkev Omer, and there's no Issa Gezel. And he brings a Raya, a Gufa from Rachel Imeno. How could Rachel steal the Trophim? So it must have been that there was no Issa Gezel. Because it's Asher to the Eish, it's Hefkev Omer. So maybe Rachel was right with Issa of Gezel. Gufa brings a Raya from Rachel. Because why didn't tell you didn't say she did something wrong? Didn't say anything wrong. So vice versa, that was okay. Nemzin, it's come out mafush like this in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yutes, Perek Tes, Halacha Beis, he says, V'menichim Aysam, Lahakim Atseva, we don't allow the in Eretz Yisrael, we don't allow the Goyim to make Atseva, V'elita Asherah, not to print any of our desires, V'elas Yisrael, to make pictures of our desire, Kiyotah Behem Lenar, you're not allowed to. And the same thing speaks out the Mechaba in Yerdeya, Kufman Vav, Sif Yedalad. It says, Mitzvah, Hakol, Maitse, Alilim, Shavena, Liavdena. Anyone who finds Avodah Zarah, he should destroy it. Yavena, he should burn it, Liavdena, destroy it. The cakes of Mevara, how do you destroy it? Seicha, Gezer, Roch. You chop it up in pieces and throw it in the wind. Or Matal, Liam. So you see from there, it's a war, that's a mitzvah to Mevara it. And the beer, if you look in the beer, I grow over there, and Sifkot and Chav, he says that even in Chutzlatz, it's also a mitzvah to Ma'avdim if Efshev. So you see that there's a mitzvah on everyone to Ma'avid. I had the shayla from Gzeila, so it says, to Ma'afish from the Issa, Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to destroy it, and without pain. And same thing speaks out the Chuvan Avnezer. Avnezer, in Yeridea, Chelgal, Simakufa, Fav, Oizdalad. He says, since it's a type for the guy to Ma'afish from Avodah Zarah, because the guy is one of the items in the earth, he's now beyond Avodah Zarah. Since he Ma'afish the guy, from Avodah Zarah, there's no Issa Gzeila. And also, he brings also the same ayah from Rachel. How could Rachel steal the Trophim? She did it to Mafra, her father from Avodah Zarah. Since she did it to Mafra for Avodah Zarah, she did a mitzvah. She did, in fact, the Beis Yitzchak said in Ebenezer, in Chedek Al Sim Tazayin, as Dal says, since Rachel, it may have been for Avodah Zarah, not only she did it for Avodah Zarah, she did a mitzvah. She saved it from future, being like Avodah Zarah. So in Mela, it's okay to steal. It's like a mitzvah, and you're allowed to steal
from a goy too.
Because goy is also another desire.
Saying that it's a
chetzah
isura, he said because the person was iver.
Since it's iver by desire, so we might not have to.
So it's not the din in the
right. You're saying a little different. You're saying a little different.
It's a little different reason.
But it's the same you say.
Does that not need a bezdin to ask
in that? No, you don't need. He said, don't need.
I can
huh? Legally? I don't know. Okay. You might have problem with din lachus din then. You might not be in jail, but I'll be din mine
a hefker. Was she allowed to lie if she doesn't have him?
Huh?
Was she allowed to lie?
She did it out showing bias. She did it. That's okay. Namson, if you look in the Zohar Kodesh, the Zohar Kodesh in Parsha Yetzer says even Rachel stole the Trophim from her father, not to Rav Zohar. She's nanish. Why was she nanish? She was nanish because she's mitzvah her father. Her father tzar, even though he's talking about the Zohar, he's a Rasha, stole. Even though her Rachel's kavana was the taiva, but still, since she's mitzvah her father, so maybe that's why she was chayv misa. So come to us, Mashem Zohar Kodesh. He's not talking about Issa Etzem. He didn't learn this Issa Etzem by Zohar. He says the reason why Rachel may have died was because of his tzar father. Say a big Issa. She stole. Teretz is even as Zohar Kodesh learned, there's no Issa from stealing because it was mutter. The only shayla was she mitzvah her father. That's why she was Chai Misa. In Amsen, it advises from Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash says, "Im ashatimsa alahecha lo yichya." So Rashi brings down a Medrash Rabba that says, "Mei oisek klala meis rachol baderech." And as Rachel died from the klala, not because of avera of stealing the trophy.
Question: Why is there chiv misa for being with Sarah your father? What chiv misa is there?
By God. There's a Ran of Sanhedrin says that that's Nuvav Amral. The Ran of Sanhedrin says that a Ben Noach also has a mitzvah kibra
veim. You don't get misa for being with Sarah.
According to the Ran, there is machlokes in the Shaino. Ran learns that there's a chiv. If you don't keep mitzvah kibra veim, huh? There's no Eisa Maisa like God. It's also no Eisa Maisa. But I use Eisa Maisa.
Isn't there a Rabbi that she wasn't related to the Kippa of her son? Not that she was by a mitzvah.
The reason she died. The reason she died at birth was because she was a child father. That's what Zohar says. All right. So this, we said to now, the reason why it's mutter, we were talking about Issa Gezel by Avoy Dezara. So Mary answers, Rachel Yemeno and Avram Avino. Of a stamp to be matter, isik zera, or to be mazik, not to have any sum chamurim, they should not, the person should not be able to sum chamurim. How does Shai to matter such a thing? How can you, what was the heta? Moshe, we started to steal someone's cell phone, or someone's computer, that has inappropriate things in there, or destroy anything, a magazine, or something that the person's listening. Let's say someone's listening to radio, listening inappropriate things on the radio. Can you destroy the radio? Same halacha. So the question, how does Shaitim matter such a thing? The marker to allow such a thing is the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas, the Avchofim and Aleph. The Gemara brings down a Maisa. The Avada, Ba'aba, Chazes, Ahu, Kusses, the Avrusha, Kabasa. She saw a Kusses dressed in a beggar of pizzas. And she was saw in the street. Saw the Basi Sahu. He made a mistake. He thought this was a Jewish girl. So come Karmenei, he tossed the beggar from her. Igor Milsa the Kursasim. Then he finally made a mistake that really she was not Jewish. So he had to pay money for the beggar. But if it would have been a Jew, foolish Gemara, that if it would have been a Jew, he would have been the heter to do such a thing. So it would have been the heter. And Kasha say you have to pay what she was mazik, because the Gemara should have mentioned that he would have to pay. The Gemara says you have to pay the non-Jewish woman. Why do you want to say you have to pay for the Jewish woman also? It says that you're not mechuyav. You're not mechuyav to pay. In Emerson, there's kama rayas to this yisoid that you have to mafish someone from Issa. You're allowed to. There's a mutter to be mazik, a mutter to steal to say someone from Issa. One rayas from Gemara and Brachas. Same Gemara and Brachas the Amud before. If you test Amud days. The more brings down like this. Amar Yehuda Marav, Hamaytzi Kailim Kalayim BeBigday Paishtei Afil B'Shuk. If someone finds he's wearing a beggar, and someone comes and says, "You know, you have this type of suit. I checked in at Shatnez Goma. Shatnez the rice in there." So then, if he has to take off in the street, Shenema in the street, I have come of wish or whatever it is. Ain Chachma, Ain Tuna, Ain Eitzer Neger Hashem. Komokon Sheshchil Hashem. And Chok and Kalarav, no matter who it is. And this was the gist of the Rush. The Rush there, in Paragimon Bracha Simon Yud Beis, the Rush has the gist that he himself is wearing a beggar of shatness. And he realizes it, so he has to take off in the street. However, the Rambam argues. The Rambam, in Hichas Klayim, Perek Yud, Halacha Choftes, has a different gist in the Gemara. He says like this, Lashon Rambam. Haraya Klayim Shaltar Shachaveri. You're talking about someone else who's wearing a beggar. Not he himself is wearing a beggar. He's walking the street, you see someone else wearing a beggar of Kalayim. So the Rambam says, I feel a higher mahal the shuk. Even he's walking the street, Kaivit slays, I'll jump on him, the Kayav Mayad, you can tear it off from him. I feel a higher rabbi, Shalom the Chachma, even though it's his Rebbe. And Kavad Abiz Daicha Issa Lysasa Shafosh Bataya. He's not teared off in public. So as Zah speaks out, where does the Rambam say, you're allowed to, where's the Geirat is tearing? He learned from the Omer later on, in the Gemara Brachas, from Avada Baraba, that he tore a beggar of Isha that was wearing a beggar Shana Tznua. He thought it was Jewish. And the same speaks out the Be'er Gaila, and Shechon Roch, Yedei, Shin Gimel Sef Aleph, He says the halach of kalayim is learned from that gemara and daf chaf and aleph that you're allowed to tear it.
How do we know if they didn't already check it and take that?
Huh? Kalayim. We're talking. We know for sure. We know for sure. Okay. Well, let me finish. The mechaber in Shechon Aruch in Yerideya Simen Shin Gimel Sif Aleph. We mentioned the machlokes Rambam Rosh. We paskin like the Rambam, the mechaber in Shechon Aruch in Simen Shin Gimel in Yerideya Simen Shin Gimel Sif Aleph. Paskin like the Rambam that you see. It says the mechaber says like this: Harayin Kliyim Shalteya Shachaveya. I feel like Mahalach Bishuk Kafet Sly. He jumps on him and carries him all about Miyad. I feel like Rabbi. So you see, Claude the Mechal Pascha to Bamashita, that you're allowed to tear Begat Shechaveya to Mafish from Issa, and the Pasha to Meshechonach by says is you part him from pain, because if he had the chiyuv to pay, he certainly in Meshechonach should have said Gemara could say, yo, with some of the difficult ones so on, but Meshechonach brings down very Lalacha, brings down Meshechonach very. He certainly he would mention his halacha of pain also. It's in the Chashem Mishpat, which belongs there. Since he didn't mention it's in your day. We mentioned these halachas of Tir and Kriya, I should have said it. So you see, since he didn't mention it, the advice says that you don't have to pay. And 1 second, let me just finish the idea. Let me finish. Okay? And you can't say the Kavana, the Rabbam, was that and the Shechanach, that he could tear Beged. But still, you still start to pay for doing it because there are more. There are more in Yerideya in Simen Kuf Nun Zayin Sefalof. And it's more Mefurish, there are more in Shin, there are more at the end of Simen Shin Lamed Aleph, Sif Mem Ches. He's just a Lashon Ramor. Afa Pi Shachayv Adam Limchais Bedaveya. Even a person's Lechurti Meicha in the Ibaveya, Lechol Mishi Sheena Meicha Beyad Limchais Nitzvah Sveisa Avain. If you could stop someone from doing Aveya, you don't stop it, you get that tzvera. Mikomokom, the Amor ends off. Ein adam chayv lahitzi mimayin hazeh. But if it costs you money, you're not mechoyt. It's only if it's, it doesn't cost you. So mail over here, so you have to stay over here by when he's being meicha on someone wearing a beggar shoshatness. So he tears off the beggar. If it costs the money, then it's not mechoyt to tear off the beggar. So it must be talking that you tear the beggar chavei, and you don't have to, it's potter from pain. And in the Stei Chemed, in Merechas Heis, in Chelik Beis, Merechas Heis Sim Dalet, he says even by Issa Drabanan, not only Issa Deraisa, but even by Issa, case of Rambam Stone climbed Deraisa, Issa Deraisa. But the Stei Chemed says in Merechas Heis Sim Dalet that even to match some Issa Drabanan, you're allowed to be Makach Haveri. So if it's Makach Haveri's Muta, so certainly it's a lot more to Mazik Zumainai to save him from Issa, and he doesn't have to pay. Now I'll take your question. So we see from here again another raya that there's no that if you to save someone from Issa to vayel lefush mesura, you don't have to, you're allowed to do it, and also you don't have to pay money for it. So Mela, the case of the cell phone we discussed about when you're Davish Issa, you're allowed to take away and break it, and not to say that isn't. Now I'll take your question.
What are the guidelines for inappropriate? If a woman's store sells fashion, so they sell makeup, do you feel
makeup is a big thing? There's a whole dinner.
Hold on. Fashion.
Yeah.
Clothes. Yeah. They're nice, but you feel that it's not sneezing. So
you're not the one to decide. It has to be so.
What are the guidelines?
Halachically clear. It has to be clear halachic guidelines.
You have to ask a rabbi before you can bring it.
I think so. Yes, yes. Yes. Yes.
Then don't you have to tell you
what? What?
Aren't you under that the problem? If you don't, if you do ask, then you have to go according to what it says. I mean,
of course. Yes, you have to. Yes, Shaila, you got to listen. There's no.
Then the rabbi has to pay because
his phone during davening, he's looking at his email.
Yeah. Looking at emails, you're not disturbing anybody.
He's looking at emails on the internet. And he can take his phone and check.
Well, what he's doing is it's not done. He's not. Is it inappropriate things? That's. I don't think you could. I don't think you're right. You could take it away and give it back after davening. Someone told me an interesting story. He was in Amsterdam. I was traveling from Eretz Yisrael back to America, and he stopped off in Amsterdam. He went to daven. He was there for a few hours. They went to a shul to daven there. He comes to the shul As soon as he walks into the door, you know, like the, it's not in the shul itself, it's like in the vestibule. He says, "You have any cell phone?" "Yes, give it to me." He says, "What do you mean?" He says, "The rule in this shul is when you come to daven, you have to give it before you walk into shul, you have to give your cell phone. On your way out, you pick it up." They should do it. They should do it everywhere like that.
If I know someone has a TV in their house, can I go there and smash it?
Huh?
Can I go smash someone's TV if I know he has one?
You could do it. He might take it. You have a right to do it. You have a right to do it. That's for sure.
Why would you have a right to do it? You don't have a right to do it.
Huh?
You can't have it both ways. Yeah.
I'm telling you exact now. Okay. I once had a whole din Torah. Someone went to someone's house. He went to his sister-in-law's house. He saw a TV there. The kids were watching things in a, watching. He went, picked up the TV, took it out, and threw it in some garbage somewhere. So the guy wanted to chayiv. He wanted to take, call the police. The whole lot of story, but in short,
what'd you do?
Huh? I didn't do anything. I just told him, I don't think you can chayiv the money. That's all. All right.
Are you allowed to break the door down in order to get in? And
that's something else. Let's not get carried away. Okay. Another raya. Another raya. Another raya. Huh? Yeah, but there are many paiskim that allow shaytul. No. Again, you need a psak. You need a psak. You need a psak. To do it stam zayan, a person shouldn't do it.
There are plenty of rabbanim in every school that give you a psak like that.
Another ayah. Okay? Yeah.
Okay, so.
We'll talk about that soon. We'll talk about. We'll mention the Chazanish soon, okay? All right. Another raya. You find the Shtar Shal Ribbis. The Gemara in Bamatzia, and Ayin Beis, Amar Aleph, the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Shtar Shal Kosev by Ribbis, come to my side. Then Gaiva Lysa Kerem Lysa Ribbis, Dibir Meya. If someone finds in the street a Shtar Shish by Ribbis, with count in the person, and you know, you don't get back to Shtar. You don't go about the Karen, not the Ribbit. He loses even the Karen. Divir Meir. Chacham Haimim, Gaivis, Akarim, and Gaivis, and Ribbit. You could still collect the Karen. The Karen is the principal, but you can't be Gaivis, and Ribbit. The Mechabit brings down your idea in Simkuf Samach Aleph, Sif Yir Aleph. The Mechabit says like this, Shtar Shiyesh by Ribbit, Ben Shaltaya, Ben Shaltavayim. Sometimes you have a shtar, could be its way it's written, it could be ribbis ksutza, ribbis deraisa. Sometimes written in ribbis derabanan. Gairis are karen levadai. You can only collect the karen alone, like the chachamim. Ruhu shay nikash ribbis, as long as nikat's ribbis. And there are more as maisiv, gagayin shu mufur of shtar, karen for the atzmai. That says in the shtar, you know, this is the principal, and this amount is a ribbis. Or shall I nikta bishtar raka karen. And the shtar only says the principal what he owns. The Adam Meidim al Ribbis. The Adam say, and everything, the rest is just verbal. The Meidim on the Ribbis. And then the Ramah says, V'chol Mishi Yabal Yadai Yikra Hashtat Achshinu Yikra by Ribbis. Anyone, Shabal Yadai Yikra Hashtat. Anyone who finds a star, Shatarit, goes afraid he might crack the Ribbis. So Mechav says further, Avim Einu Furish, let's say, it doesn't say clearly in the star, the amount of Ribbis, Ella, Shekaylal HaKaren or Ribbis, and the Gaiva Afil HaKaren. If it says, doesn't say the amount. You know, I borrow 10,000 and you have to back 12,000. Doesn't say what's the real amount of Ribbis is, what's the amount of Karen is. So then the din is, you have to pay. You know, it says it's like this. You borrowed money from me, you owe me $12,000. Doesn't say how much you borrowed, and doesn't say how much the Ribbis is. So then you don't give back the Shtar at all. Even you only give the Karen. So you see, Sufushin Ramah, that Chol Mishiyev Shebali Yada, Yikra Shtar, Hashin Hashem, Yikra Ribbis. Did you allow to destroy the star? You tear up the star because afraid of my cut ribbons. He's causing a hesed. He's causing the person to borrow $10,000. He lent out $10,000 of ribbons. Now he's losing $10,000. He's tearing the star. He cannot collect any money. So you see, even though he got him hesed to the bailam, that you can't collect, you can't be collecting even the karen. So you see, to mafish stone from Issa, you're allowed to tear the star. Third raya.
If some kanoi would decide to follow this literally,
and the police.
We got problems.
What are you doing? And he told me, my rabbi told me to do it.
Yeah.
Because big problems.
The rabbi has to pay.
In the mind of. Theoretical and actual.
Okay.
And there's another
thing
that
don't
do it.
No, I don't think anyone out here is doing these things now. Another ayah. Number. Third ayah. Gemara and Baba Kama.
I'm going to break it unless you stop.
Now, be a nice thing. You tell the guy if you don't get you don't put filters in your cell phone, I'm going to destroy it. It's nice to do that.
So you don't have to give him a straw.
Huh? You're not giving him a straw, but it's nice to tell the guy, listen, you should have filters. You don't have filters. I have no choice. I'm going to have to destroy it.
Why is that different than any other issue when you're supposed to give him a straw? Right?
Huh?
Why is that different than
any other
issue? Any other there, you're
if they're,
to
if they're going to listen, then they're your straw. Not always do people listen. You know that. Okay.
I'm not saying that it's butcher to do this or there's a chiyuv to do it.
Huh? We'll get to that soon. Okay. Another ayah. Huh? You have to know your customer. You have to know who you're dealing with, okay? Another raya. From Gemara Baba Kama, Chav Chesem Ralf. The Gemara says, Menayim Lenitza Shekola Layamav. Someone who already has a Ratzah Sadonav as Aznai. And now he comes today, comes to say Yoivo. His time ends. The Rabbi Misarev. And the rabbi is matzah him to go home. Rechava asked about it. He wants to stay together with Shifcha Kenanis. Rechava by, and if he does listen to his rabbi, to the rabbi, and then he was chayvah in the eved, and asked by chabura shupata. If he does a chabura in his part, tamlema leisicha kaifer lashuv. So Rashi speaks out, haynu lashuv lekil kulai lias eved. He's not supposed to be eved anymore. He's supposed to go chayris. He doesn't want to be. His rabbi can give him a chabura. Can hit him. Lishnachina Rashi Bizan Lishachina was say when the Pasuk says Lesicha Kaifa Lashov means Lashov Lamisha Shadina Liyas Shava Mashtachdites. Indian he should turn back to his Mishpacha. When he writes, he doesn't want to go back to his Mishpacha. So in such a case, he's allowed to hit him. So the Rosh and Baba Kama, Rosh Bizan and Baba Kama and Per Gimel, Simon Yer Gimel, the Rosh learns from this Gemara that the chen, this is Lashon Rosh. The chen in Roy Adam Yisrael Makas Chaveri. If someone sees another Jew, Adam Yisrael is Makas Chaveri, then Yachal Lahatzil, he sees one fellow hitting another fellow, and he can't stop him. Im Lashi Yakas Hamaka. The only way to stop him is by hitting the person who's beating. Let's say Reuben's hitting Shimon. And Levi watches, and he sees Reuben hitting Shimon. So Levi goes and hits Reuben, and he can't stop Reuben only by hitting him. So he's allowed to hit him. Alpi she'ena she'makeh makas nefesh mutar lahakeh says amakeh lafush meisura. Since also for 1 year to hit another yid, you're allowed to hit him to stop him. Kiraminan benitza shenasa shechinanis. So the Rosh learned. It's not even talking about a case of Shivcha. Even to someone to master someone from an Issa, he's now hit another yid and you stop him, and the only way to stop is by hitting him, you're allowed to. Kinaminan, Benitza, Shenasa, Shivcha, Kananis. Rechala, Yomam, Shirabim, Mutalakba, Lefushim, Isura. So, same thing else, so the Rosh learns from his, the same Allah applies by you see another yid hitting another yid. So, you're allowed to hit him to be mafish from hitting another yid. And you know, Ben Tzarek, Lavila, Bezin. You don't have to meet the Bezin. That's what the Rosh says. Zach the Yamsha Shleima. And that will answer some of your kashas over here. The Yamsha Shleima goes further. Yamsha Shleima is in Baba Kama in Perigimel Simites. He says further. Lav Dafka, Evid under Shusai. Elahu Adin, the Choban Yitzhar. Yochalahakis Chaveya, Kafisha Meitza. But he is on. This is an important thing, the Yamsha Shleima. Ulam, he's Meister. The Dafka about Musa Bekashis. Yidayna Sheidua Sheaita Akol L'Shem Shemayim. Avastam Inchi Lefka Kumin. Anyone can go and hit other people. He's doing it L'Shem Shemayim. Then in such a case he can be Meiko. The din of the Yamsha Shleima, the din of Yamsha Shleima is brought down in the Tumim in Simen Dalet Tzivkon Alev and the Sivis in Simen Gimel Tzivkon Alev. So comes Aladina, you're allowed to hit somebody else. If you're doing it L'Shem Shemayim, you're allowed to hit someone else. The Fisher Mesura and Koshkein, it comes out Koshkein to the Mazik Mimainai to the Mahat Vashem from Issa. Because Pashit, it's more cow to allow to mazik the money than to hit him. So fushim and surah. So certainly to be mazik him, to mazik his mama, certainly you allow to destroy his mama to be mafish from Musa.
There's an issue to be mafish from the cow.
What?
If the kahal has a rule that says that the only shul allowed in the kahal is the rebbe, you open up the shul and I firebomb him, I'm allowed to do that?
What do you mean?
What about swear?
Wait, what's again?
The issue of being mafish from the cow, no?
I don't see what happened. What happened?
Made it to Kana. You can only daven by the main shul.
You only can daven in one shul.
Is the Rebbe? The Rebbe is the only.
Does he have the right to say such a thing?
He's in square town. It's his town. It's all about square town. It's his town.
Yeah.
He's the Lord Asher. He's the Rebbe. He's the Lord
Asher. So am I allowed to burn it down?
Huh? That's the Shiloh. I have to know all the both sides of the story before I answer. Okay? Yes. Huh? I'm not. I have to hear both sides. Yes. All right. If you can do it. If you can do it. You can do it. Another raya. The fourth raya. Same thing as mashma.
He's not going to answer. He doesn't want to answer.
What? Right. We're talking about it's not a question of killing him. They're just hitting. With Samadam, if they're killing him, then you have different here. With Samadam,
it's just about killing him. He's getting hit.
Yeah.
You cannot hit the other guy. To save this guy from getting hit?
We allowed it because we said the Fushman. Without the reason of Fushman, so you mean?
Yeah, just to save the guy.
Alright, that's what I'll look at. Let's say he's Mazikim Bash, just saving him. Let's say he's Mazikim. I'll get something else. There's certain cases, it's Fen Shulchan Aruch, not. So Shulchan Aruch, at certain times you're allowed to force someone to give a get. Certain times you're allowed to hit someone to give a get. If he, let's say, he's very zaynus, other things, there's certain cases the Shulchan Aruch allows it. It's not called get musa. It depends on the situation. Again, you have to go to a bezin then. There are cases that but you didn't allow to get musa. And that's Yisrael. If someone doesn't even get, they put him in jail.
Right, they don't beat him.
Who decides the same Shemayim on his phone?
Huh? That's a different shit by itself.
That's the whole thing
by Pinchas. Huh? Has to be with Seichel. Has to be. You can't do Vilder Zachen. Alright. There's a Chazainish. The Chazainish is in Hechel's Klayim. This is not right. The fourth Raya. Another Raya. Fourth Raya. It's a Chazainish. The Chazainish is in Hechel's Klayim. And Perek Beis Eitzir Aleph, he says, if he sees someone else planting kalayim in his field, he's doing an issa, issa deraisa, or he's mekayim. It's his kalayim that's going there. Hareyu hefka, it becomes hefka. But only, he says, it's only after the shluchei bezin come and find the field like that the shluchei bezin come and see the field is growing kalayim. Then it's mutter to be mafker as knas. His man is there. Chazanish is on. Oh, his man is there. We don't have a bezin and shluchim to make the climb hefka. So he says that they're allowed to be oiker tear out the climb shaloi b'shusoi. But now take it to themselves. And the Chazanish doesn't say when you go into a field and destroy the field, you're allowed to destroy it, but you can't keep it for yourself. So the thing says that you're allowed to do it, and doesn't mention at all about paying being mazik. So you seek also from the Chazanish to match someone from Issa Kalayim, you're allowed to do the Chatchila, and also you don't have to pay the Hezek. In Emerson, you're looking at Shulin Sherel Meshev. Sherel Meshev is in Chedek Dalet, in Volume Dalet, Madura Dalet, Chedek Bey, Simon, Kuf, Samach Zayin. He says clearly, And all Yitzchak Mitzvah to Maka Klayim. Everyone has a chit to do it. And you put it from the being Mazikim. So it's Mashma from all these riots, not Klob, but Mashma from all these riots, that you allow to, the Mafis from you allow to be destroy and break things. So maybe if someone has a cell phone that is doing Issa, you're allowed to take it from him, to Maf Issa, and you don't have to pay. However, I found even more Mafurish. These are just riots, because upslug riots is always upslug. I found Mafurish. There's a tshuva in Simas Chaim from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. Sonas and Simon Tov Kuf Lamed Ches. He says, Mafurish, the Kanoim ask him, could they burn down, could they burn magazines? They have magazines that have inappropriate things in the magazine. Can you take, and has Kfira Minas? So he says, you're allowed to burn it, and he says, clearly you're not mukhri to pay with your mazik. That's one psak. Another thing, from Shach and the Chazainish, in the Sefer Der Sicha, in Chelek Aleph, page 8, Sarek Zayin, he brings on a boch and yeshiva. Might sound to us real radical by us, but in the Bracha, I guess it's not radical. So in the Solomon Ma'a Bocha, there were in Yeshiva in Ponovich, he went to a shach and he says his parents have a radio. So he says you're allowed to take the radio and you're allowed to destroy it and throw it out, the radio. And he quotes Reb Chaim Kaneski, his maisef, you're allowed to break it and you're allowed to pay. And also he brings there from Chaim Kaneski that Chazainish was asked on a bocha that saw diviminus by his friend, and he told him to go throw it out and you put it from pain. The Chazainish paskim, give it, destroy it, and you put it from pain. And then they asked the interesting shayat of Chaim, someone has a radio, shouldn't have a radio. What happens if the radio was connected to a tape? And tape, you listen to kosher tapes. So Chaim answered, call him a chubba, tome.
What you do, Rabbi, every car you buy has a radio. What do you do with
that? I'm talking in Maisa in Bnei Brak, okay? Alright.
Bnei Brak,
because you
know where you live.
Okay.
In those days.
1 second. So, they said, also, he brings in the Sicha, he brings out Rav Chaim, that someone asks Rav Chaim, if someone goes to the store and he sees Sifrei Apikuros is mamish, are you allowed to take it out of the store and burn them? Because maybe it's a Makati Mekal, because maybe a guy will buy the magazine. So Chazanish, Rav Chaim quotes him a Chazanish. Chazanish said, you should burn them and you put them in pain. Just you got it, this you like to hear. But he says, you got to be careful, you're not caught. That they're careful that they shouldn't catch you if you did it.
You can burn down Mashiach's magazine.
That's like a personal here. Okay.
Huh?
So 1 second. So comes out Maskana that you're allowed to mazik mama chaveya to mafra shum issa. That was therefore you can take a cell phone or a magazine and destroy it. What you have to do, you have to use a seichel also. You got to use common sense. Do it when he's not around. Do it when the police won't catch you. You know what I mean? You have to do something wrong. You know, the din machus din might put you in jail. So you got to use your seichel also. And sometimes it's not kedai to do get involved at all. You have to use the common sense. To say it's a chiv or not a chiv depends on the situation. You got to use the common sense. And if you have common sense, then things will fall into the right place. But if you're not, then you're going to get embarrassed then.
You know what the most uncommon thing in the world is?
What?
Sense.
Yes.
I think you should be influential to take off the hechsher from the kosher jewel until they take off the magazines by the
kosher.
They take off all the hechsher until all the magazines are removed by the kosher.
What magazine?
Don't go shopping. Send your wife to shop, that's all. Don't go shopping. So go to Cold Silver, you won't have a problem. Okay. All right. What?
What about these Jewish books or the Haggadahs that are
So again, you go into the store. Again, I said before, you got to use seichel. You know what I mean? If he's going to put you in jail, he's going to arrest you for stealing and so on, then stay away from it.
Rabbi, I think you should teach us by example.
I have another 10 minutes, 15 minutes. One time, I want to finish another Indian, then I'll take questions. It depends on the situation. I'm not going to.
Rabbi, you can put it in a way that causes the least amount of damage. In other words, you could take the guy's cell phone and somehow put a filter on there that he couldn't.
Yeah, if he could do something, of course you should do it. Yeah, again, you have to use common sense. Okay. They're not going to listen. You got to be practical. You tell someone, you say, I'm taking your phone. What you could do is, if you want to be a nice guy, instead of destroying the cell phone, take the cell phone. You say, listen, I'm taking it to get a filter on it. I'm going to give it back to you with the filter. But I see you took off the filter, and then I'm going to destroy it. You know, you have to use a little common sense also if you could, it's possible. All right. All right, another thing. Are you allowed to be another Shaila? Minyan, Maisa, Inyan. Are you allowed to be Vayish, your friend, to Mafish from Issa? Issa Tera, or from Issa Darbonan? Can I go? If I see he's doing Issa, and in front of everybody, in public, by Hasna, in front of the shul, and I go and be Mafish from Issa, and I'm Vayish him. Can I Vayish the person? In Emerson, there's a Machoikis, before we go into the Shaila, it's first of all, the Shaila's on the Geya in a different Machoikis. Are you allowed to the Issa Habonis Panim? Is that Issa lav only, or is it Yag La Yavar? It's a whole Shaila in the Rishonim. If this is from the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Miri in certain places, he says only Issa lav. To Malbim Bechamer Rabim, is this a lav? And you don't say Yag La Yavar. However, Taisus and Saita, the Ben Yehine Shai Tshuva, and the Msechta Avos, they hold that the Issa Bospon is Yag Vayavar, just like Gimel Aver is Yag Vayavar, so Vayish someone is also Yag Vayavar. Why is it mentioned the three? It says only Abizor Girashi Chazdamim, but some hold it's Nichlal Shri Chazdamim, some hold not. Whatever it is, we won't spoke about it in Shir. And in Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention a word about it. In the Achrenim is also Machlaikis. The Pimigadim, in the Sefer Tevis Gaima, Pichadash, Ben Yitzim from the Achrenim, and in Cheshleima, the Shlomo Zalman, and Yabi Aima, they all hold your person's mechuyav to Maisa Atzmai, not to Malbim Chaychem Rabbim, because they hold like the Rishonim, like Taisus in Seika. However, Maldiskin, and Shal Shu Zech Zimcha, they hold that's also to Maisa yourself, for by somebody else. That the Chazal say, Nuach Lai Adam, Lap Latsu Kishon Eish, that's only a flogger and a guzma. And Tama was Naik with name Mishur Sadin. So the Shaila now, are you allowed to invite someone else to say to be Maf Issus? So the only Shaila would be only according to those who shine him and Achraim with those Issa love. But if you hold Yagva Yavar, and Toshi came and Vaish Chavera to Mafish from Issa, Tayra Issa Darbanan. So Shaila comes according to the Rambam and according to Chinuch and not according to Taisa Shai Tshuva. So the Dina. You're allowed to invite Chaveri to Mafisha from Issa, the Raisa Drabonan. So if you remember before, we mentioned in Machlaikas Rambam and Rosh that you see, climb out a Shotaya Shok al Chaveri. If he's going in Shok, you're allowed to, according to the Rambam, you're allowed to tear off the baguette in public of your friend, even though you invite him in public. You're allowed to do it. However, Rosh argues, we mentioned Rosh and Brachas argues, and he has the Gisli Gemara. That he's doing it to himself, not to someone else, because to someone else will taka biyasa. Zvashu and Rosh will taka biyasa. So Chayyad arguing this halacha. According to the Rambam, you're allowed to invite him to Mafish from Issa. According to Rosh, you're allowed to invite him to Mafush and Issa to just only in public. Ladina, we mentioned before, we passed him like the Rambam, so it comes out, we passed like the Rambam. That's how Mishkuchunah brings down. So, according to this, it comes out the Dina, you're allowed to invite the Rabbim, someone to Mafish Issa, if you have no other Eitza. Eitzra of Yashiv. Yashiv is in two places. He is in Gemara Bar Metzia, that's Nuntes Samar Aleph, in the Sefer Oretz, Nuntes Samar Aleph, And also he has another sefer on Masechta Brachos. And then Gimel on Beis, he says, he has on this whole halacha. Gemara says, Noach Laila Adam, Shiyaf Lasta, Tachishon Esh, Vayav Techavei Barabim. Minalan, you know, it's a better person to put himself in Kishon Esh than Bimam Chavei Barabim. Minalan, Meitama, he mutzes. She didn't want to be Ma'abim Pnei Yehuda. Even though Shaykh, she'll get burnt, she'll be killed. The Chaya, he has the Kasha, Ishtaka Kasha. How is it? The Chaya was mutzing Ma'abim Chavei. He was saving Yehuda from Issa. If he's going to kill Tama, so he has that to Malba to advise him, so he should not kill Tama, because Tama was the shulduk over here. And not only that, the Rabbi Yashiv asked, she was pregnant with twins. And Benarech is Nerech al Ubrim. So to say, so it comes out that if Yehuda would have killed the son, that Tama would get killed. Not only that Tama got killed, but two of them also got killed. So Chaya, she had a chiyuv to say, Yehuda, you're the one that did that there. Even though Bimbayishim Barabim, but still, Afal Pikein, is with Bimbayish Issa, because she'd be killed on Shulvik. She's not responsible, she didn't do anything really wrong. This is what he asks. So he gives a test like this. He brings Ramban in Parshas Vayeshev. Ramban says, but the reason why Yehuda said that it's Surah Tisarev, since Yehuda was Marshal Baritz, he was the ruler of the land. And the halacha is, and she's not needing like Shai Nosh. Since he's Marshal Baritz has different halachas. She was involved with the Malchus. Because Ramban speaks out in Parsha the Chukaisai that the Melech has a right to give Misa. And some of them don't feel chivmisa, even not in Piyabdin, there's no chivmisa, but Melech is part together. And he can chai some misa, even though he's not really chai misa, minadin. And since she was Dina, she had a din like Mvazi and Melech, Mvazi Yehuda, so because she fooled him, so Melech, there's anah is a chivmisa. And since she's chai misa, the Gemara says in Masech Te'echim, that Zayin Amar Aleph, Muberes, Shechayevetz Misa, Imamtina La Chetelet. And when a woman is pregnant, and she's chayv misa, you don't wait till she gives birth. You kill her with the children, with whatever she has, she's pregnant with. So Tamar knew that Judah could be meichelha, but she didn't want to advise him. So it comes out according to this, that the reason Tamar was chayv misa was a different reason completely. So Mela, the kasha. Yes, it's no more kasha. It wasn't to Vavish Yisur. The reason she was chayv misa for everything completely. So that's why she was able to let herself be killed. Because it's chayv misa, because she was married to Malchus. That's one test. In the Chashuchei Chamed from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, in Brachos, Mem Gimel on the base, he gives another test. Chirishnik a test, but that's what he says. There's a difference between Busha Ruchnias and Busha Gashmias. What's the difference? Moshe beggar shall shatness. Even though we tear the beggar, you invite the person that you tore the beggar from. If we find sometimes for busha, people may commit suicide. People jump off a cliff because they get very embarrassed. They jump off a cliff. Iman after das machlus busha. But if it's only busha gashmis, Moshe taking off a beggar shall shatness in the street. So to save him from Issa, you're allowed to do it. To tear his beggar, Barabim. However, Yehuda was different. There's no kasha from Yehuda. Because Yehuda was Busha Ruchnias. And that's more chama than Gufa Gashmias. And that was kasha. It's very hard to keep. It's Ruchnias. But over here, so then you say, Nuchal Yav Atzim Techifnesh Yav Techir Barabim. So here was more of a Ruchnias thing that Yehuda had to suffer from this. So maybe in such a case, that's when you say, so come back according to all this, he's true to him, that you're allowed to advise your friend to your Ma'afish Yisra, Moshe, like case of Klayim, or any other case, if it's a Ma'afish Yisra, you're allowed to be advised to your Rabbim. Let's say he makes a mistake in Shmanesra. He says he forgets to say something. So the question you're about to him. That means it's just the case Friday. There was a minion, Thursday, there was a minion, and they, And by mincha, mil shmesa, someone calls me, and chazal shatz, the person forgot to mention mashir ruach maragoshen for some reason. He skipped it. He didn't say maratol. He says skip the whole thing. They call me the whole middle of it. So I have to go back to the beginning. That's halacha. So I invite shabarabim. That's the halacha there. That's ruchnius. You have to invite someone when it comes to ruchnius.
Somebody told me during chazal shatz, when you like.
Yes. First, try nice. You have to be a mensch, okay? You try, but you see you're not getting anywhere. First, you go walk by. If it's a rav, he walks by, so they have to have enough derechets. They keep quiet, or he gives a look at them, or gives a patch on it. If it doesn't help, then you have to raise him. That's the halacha there. It's in rav shmiyus. You now have to talk.
There's steps.
You have to use common sense. Any other questions? Yes. You don't have a question? Huh?
what's
that more base. Any other questions? Alright.
Are you allowed to publicize what? Are you allowed to publicize these people have TVs in their house?
And then what?
They don't want to be on the list anymore.
Yeah, they do it. In certain shoes, you can do it the other way around. These houses don't have TVs. You know, something like that. Smoking is not called as Isra smoking. There are Paiskim that holds us to the smoke, but there are Paiskim that holds that's not us. That's your tzecho. Alright, share's over. Over.
Yeah. Eke Morawa says some was dressed on sneas.
Yeah, that's more than proof. Yeah.
So that's a din, and is your oiver if you don't pull off her baguette?
Is that
what was brought down as the reason? You're over on seeing things on sneas, or she's over?
She's over. If you push her mitzvah, you're allowed to tear. You're allowed to tear.
So she'd be over here to give her an onus.
You have a right to do it.
You don't have to.
Naked
Gemara. And that's same Gemara. So now, once you take off her baggage, which is not seen, she's totally naked.
Well, so
now
you're tearing
everybody
tear is in such a way. You tear in such a way that still it doesn't make it worse. Okay.
It'll make it worse.
Yeah.
Tear it off
and put something else around her.
So you have not to make more on sneeze.
Right.
You have not to make it more on
sneeze. Yeah, that is. Give another bag.
Okay, so